Yeah, that's right, Rowan. Last week, Port Melbourne defeating the Northern Blues by 29 points. That game brought forward with the Northern Blues to be the curtain raiser tomorrow to the Carlton Gold Coast game. They'll be taking on the NAB AFL Academy boys. But yes, good Friday footy in the Peter Jackson VFL with Footscray and Box Hill to get us started later today. Midday start at Victoria University Witten Oval, so hopefully plenty of Dogs and Kangaroos fans or anyone heading to that Good Friday game at Etihad will pop into Footscray, see the Dogs unfurl their VFL flag, and two new coaches going to head-to-head with Steve Grace now in charge of Footscray and Chris Newman, the former Tiger, in charge of Box Hill.
Just a quick one on Port Melbourne, actually. They're in a deal of financial strife, aren't they? How perilous is their position?
I think they're going to be okay. Saw that there was $10,000 donated to them on the footy show last night. A little bit to work through, but probably not dissimilar to most VFL clubs. They tend to fly pretty close to the precipice when it comes to their finances, but hopefully with a good sound business model in place, it doesn't necessarily have to rely on hotel or gaming revenue or otherwise. They can find themselves in an important position because, as we know, they're a very iconic football club.
So, look, let's take a general look at this season. Who should we be putting our hard-earned on to win the flag this year?
Similar question to probably what people would have been asking prior to the AFL women's season, I think. Trying to predict the VFL, incredibly difficult because obviously there's a number of different factors. Strength of AFL list for the AFL-aligned clubs, and then obviously what the likes of Williamstown, Port Melbourne and others can do from a standalone point of view. I think Footscray, rightly so, we know in the AFL they probably bat 34 or 35 deep in terms of players they think they can call upon at AFL level, which means notwithstanding injury, they're going to have some quality in their VFL lineup week to week. I think similar goes for Essendon. Essendon have done a remarkable job over the past couple of seasons in amongst, obviously, the backdrop of the WADA sanctions to be so competitive at VFL when at least a quarter of their list has probably been missing. So I'd expect them to be in contention once again. And that game tomorrow between Sandringham and Essendon, again, two new coaches, Paul Corrigan in charge of the Bombers and Lindsay Gilbey taking over the reins of the Zebras, is an interesting watch because you'd also imagine that a longer, deeper St Kilda list is going to put Sandringham in pretty good stead as well.
Just speaking about depth of lists, Footscray's opponent today, Box Hill, they're going to be an interesting one, I reckon, because you'd think that Hawthorn are going to be calling on a lot more younger types on that list than they had previously.
Yeah, and that can work twofold for the strength of the respective VFL team that's aligned to an AFL club. Sometimes if your younger talent is being pushed into the AFL team, that means quite often that players you perhaps otherwise wouldn't have expected to come back to VFL level can have an impact. And we saw, I guess, with the Casey Scorpions, now the Casey Demons, last year they had the likes of Lyndon Dunn and Cole Garland and Matt Jones to call upon week in, week out, who are, you know, 50 to 100 game AFL players. So that'll no doubt have a little bit of a shift in perhaps how the Box Hill side looks. And I think you can only hope that the likes of Dallas Willsmore and Blake Hardwick and other players like that who've cut their teeth in the VFL will get their AFL opportunities because they've certainly toiled away in their development of Box Hill over the past few seasons.
Oh, there you go. I didn't realise the Scorpions had become the Demons. They've exchanged the Sting for a Trident, have they? When did that happen?
Rebranded over the off-season. So obviously the stronger ties that Melbourne are looking to try and forge within the Casey region continue. Obviously, a big move after the Scorpions nickname had been obviously a strong presence in the VFL from the mid-90s when Springvale moved from the nickname of, I guess, the traditional Vales to an actual animal emblem in the Scorpions. But they'll be wearing a Melbourne, or at least a version of the Melbourne jumper, but I think there's some plans to at least honour the heritage of Springvale and the Scorpions at different times throughout the season.
They were a great presence in the VFA and VFL, Springvale. Is there still a lot of the old connection in the new fangled version?
I think you've still got people attached to the club in a board sense. Players like Michael Jeffs, who, you know, were in that incredibly successful era that won four premierships in 5 years in the mid to late 90s. They're still involved from a board point of view, but I guess as is the challenge for all those traditional VFA clubs is finding a new breed of volunteers and administrators to come through and continue to try and take their clubs forward in the 21st century. And Casey now, into their 11th year in that southeastern region, that's obviously has an incredible population base that continues to grow year in, year out is something that they'll continue to try and tap into.
Well, another VFL standard of more recent times, North Ballarat, where are they at heading into 2017?
Yeah, look, there's a fair bit of stuff going on at Eureka Stadium apart from the construction, Rowan. And I really feel for Mark Gregg, their coach, is another great VFL person. Mark Richards, who had been a long-time administrator of the club, left a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Gary Buchanan was let go in the off-season, is now trying to help the revival of the Frankston Football Club as well. So a lot happening off the field with the Roosters, and they take on Richmond on Sunday afternoon at Punt Road at 12 midday. And I think the best thing that can happen for the Roosters is the bounce of the footy and try and concentrate on getting some wins, because players like Nick Rippon and Luke Keel, who've really been outstanding leaders for the football club through a difficult period over the last couple of years, deserve to have a stable footy club. And as we know, Ballarat seems to be growing closer and closer to Melbourne with the growth in Melbourne's west. And I think it goes without saying that a VFL presence in Victoria's third largest city is crucial to the long-term viability of the competition.
Absolutely. So, look, let's run through the remaining, six games for this round. I'll get a tip from you. So, Footscray, just coming up now, actually, playing Box Hill at Victoria University Oval. I lose track of the names, to be honest now, but you know where I'm talking about, the old kennel. Who's your fancy there?
I'll be tipping the Dogs in that one.
Okay, we've got Sandringham Essendon at Trevor Barker Oval, 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Yep, Zebras to start their year with a victory, but I think that'll be a very close game, as it has been traditionally over the last couple of years.
We've got Coburg Collingwood at 2:40 tomorrow. That's your game you'll be calling for TV at Piranha Park, otherwise known as, here we go, what was it known as? Bell Street Oval or City Oval?
Coburg City Oval.
Okay.
Yeah. So 2:30 broadcast on 7, Jason Bennett, Campbell Brown, Daisy Pearce joining us on the boundary for first time tomorrow. Looking forward to having Daisy's presence and myself. So 2:30 broadcast time on 7, 2:40 bounce. Coburg, huge list changes in the off-season. Collingwood, the story tomorrow. Daniel Wells, Jordan DeGoey make their return to the Collingwood lineup. DeGoey starting, of course, that 3-week suspension. They're chock full of talent tomorrow, Collingwood. Expected to have up to 20 listed players. Hard not to tip them in that one, in what will be Jared Rivers' first game in charge as coach.
Daniel Wells, how many possessions could he end up with, you reckon?
A lot, depending on how they manage his game time. But you'd imagine, Rowan, you could go through the history books and you wouldn't find too many players that polled 12 Brownlow votes one season and then started the year in the same.
That's a good call. Okay, Sunday, 12 p.m, Punt Road Oval, Richmond taking on North Ballarat. You just gave us a bit of an update on the Roosters. Doesn't sound good. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, I'd expect the Tigers, who are another team I think will grow in 2017, to get the win there.
And this one interests me, Werribee Geelong, but not at the old Werribee venue, but Torquay. I think people might go along, watch the footy and have a surf afterwards.
Yeah, Spring Creek Reserve in Torquay, beautiful footy ground in a great spot down on the surf coast. Highly recommend anyone who's spending their Easter long weekend down around the surf coast to make an effort to get along. To watch would be a really good game of footy. Obviously, Werribee aligned to the Kangaroos, and Geelong continuing to try and bring through another batch of talented draftees on their list as well. Werribee are the nomads of the competition this year. Their ground, Avalon Airport Oval, being refurbished with a new grandstand and a number of facility upgrades happening. So they'll play at a number of venues around the state, including a home game at Frankston at one stage during the season. Be interesting to see, obviously, what happens with the North Melbourne lineup later this afternoon. That'll perhaps give us a little bit of a pointer to the strength of the Werribee lineup, and I think they can get the win over the Cats to start their season.
A couple of interesting names to watch in that one too. Mason Wood will play his first game of the season after a knee injury, and we were reliably told he was absolutely flying during the pre-season until he got injured, so he'll be one to watch. I think the Roos are pretty keen to bring him back. And Majak Dore, who I've written about today in The Age, but it's interesting, isn't it? North have had a real changing of the guard, and yet Majak sort of finds himself in a similar position. He's behind a couple in the ruck, and there's a couple ahead of him as a key forward. So it'll be interesting to see whether he can, I guess, make another statement that sees him push his claims to senior selection again.
Yeah, I think we see that across the VFL in the early rounds most seasons, where clubs perhaps haven't had to bite too hard into the list at this stage. And if they've got, as we see with, say, Collingwood, for instance, the best part of 43 players on their list to choose from, you're going to see a lot of quality names in these AFL-aligned sides. And I guess on the flip side is the likes of a Mason Wood trying to make their way back from injury, who rightly hold a spot in their AFL side's best 22 if fit and healthy.
And the last game, Easter Monday, Williamstown taking on those Casey Demons. What's going to happen in that one?
Game at Burbank Oval, forecast 24 degrees in Melbourne, so a pretty good day to go and watch football at Williamstown. Seagulls have brought in a number of Frankston players, of course, with the Dolphins in recess this season, so Jason Pongrassic, Ben Cavara, Kyle Gray, just to name a couple who will give that Williamstown team a boost. They also bring in Joel Tippett off the North Melbourne list. Casey, sorry there, Michael Hibbard to make his return to football on Monday afternoon, all going well. Really even contest on paper. I'm actually going to tip the Seagulls in this one.
Okay, good stuff, Nigel. What's on the agenda for the rest of your Good Friday?
A bit of time with family, Rowan, and finish off the preparations ahead of our broadcast game tomorrow between Coburg and Collingwood out at Piranha Park.
Family, what's that? I always love it when people say to me, have a great Easter. I mean, what I say is have a great festival of football, because that's basically all it turns into, isn't it?
Well, it'll be nice, the backdrop of a good seafood meal with family later this afternoon, to have a game of footy to turn to in and amongst a look at the Good Friday appeal.
Have a lobster for me. Good work, mate. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ron.